This is Gabe Cruz Allen for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm sitting here with Robert Eaton, who is a local artist and musician, and we're going to talk about some music today. So, Robert, when did you first start learning about and playing music?
I think music was always a part of my life. My mom was a singer, you know, so of course she would just be belting out Janis Joplin tunes in the kitchen, and it just was always a part of my life, you know. And I took some classical piano lessons. I took guitar lessons for a number of years. Guitar was sort of the instrument that I started with, and okay. I ended up playing in a band in Amsterdam, New York, for several years. Got started, you know, playing shows probably by 15 years old. And that got interrupted by getting through college, and my son was born. And then around 2006, I started to play locally again in Albany. As part of Doomsday Virus, which I'm not sure how active we're going to be going forward. We had a show booked right before things shut down, but you know, we started dabbling with new music over the years. Did a lot with Doomsday Virus. Ended up largely doing industrial electronica kinds of stuff. Did a lot of production for other people, you know, just using what I have here as far as the monitors, the computer, and the synths that I have. I love collaboration. I love bringing other people in. I have a music project that I haven't done much with lately, Destroy 11. It's kind of my solo stuff. It's more or less a vanity project. But I try to bring different musicians to every live show. Okay. I had one particular show that was fun that I had to get. It was just me and a guitarist, you know. And when I came to Albany, like, Doomsday Virus would play a show and the sound guy would be confused because, like, where is your drummer? Why? What do you mean we're playing backing tracks off of a laptop? It wasn't done. And that, of course, thankfully, has changed. You know, there's, you know, I feel like engineers and venues are a lot more welcoming, and you see a lot more electronic type music taking place in Albany performed live. So that's really cool. But that's been something that's changed.
Mm-hmm. And why do you say it's changed?
I really love Albany's music scene for how diverse it has become. You know, you've got all the check marks that you can click off. Your rock band that sounds essentially like 90s indie. You know, you've got your jam band. You've got your metal bands. You've got your hardcore bands. But then, of course, you've got a lot of things that sort of defy those categorizations. Mm-hmm. Of people I've seen or played with that I've really enjoyed. Moon Worship, which I think is no longer active, but that was kind of like this weird Elvis meets the Cramps punk. I don't even know how to categorize it. but cool. So there's a lot of diversity in Albany's scene, and like, I have a lot of respect for musicians working in this area for that reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the stage of life that I'm at, when I go into a room and there's like a, you know, 3, 4, 20-year-olds banging out some music, I love it. I live for that sort of thing.
And how do you think that the pandemic has affected all of this, like the local music scene?
Well, I mentioned the Low Beat earlier as a place that's, you know, now a hookah bar, I think. But, like, it's going to be difficult. I mean, there's dark spots and there's positives. One of the positives that I think is really, really big for Albany right now is you have Empire Live that moved into the former RPI space, which is basically a mid-sized venue for live music.
Okay. And
that is awesome. For me personally, when everything shut down, like, I was rehearsing with my friend Ramel. It's Project... We don't have much of a web presence. We have an Instagram, Los, LOSXP. And it's, I wanted to do something very different. And I think, I mean, this was something I started to do before the pandemic. And then we started rehearsing via Google Meet, and we, until it got too cold, we were rehearsing on a corner of the CDPC property, which was near here. So, you know, him with an acoustic guitar, myself with violin, which was an interesting challenge because I'm not classically trained on violin. I'm entirely self-taught. So I wanted a new challenge, and this sort of very different from what I normally do, which is synths mostly, but just an acoustic guitar. My friend Ramel does vocals, and I play the violin.
Mm-hmm. What led you to start your current group that you're in?
Well, I've been doing music, you know. I think I formed my first band around 1995 or 1996.
You have experience.
I've been doing this a while, and I've been playing shows in Albany since at least 2006. So violin, it's, if you ever want to have a better trained ear, pick up violin. I mean, I thought piano was a tough instrument, you know, like trying to learn Chopin is about where I got frustrated. My friend Muse, started a project and eventually got grant funding, and we did a series of shows and played the Lobby, played the Albany Barn. It was a project called Geek Musica, which was a very, very cool concept. It was classical musicians, and most of them were from SCCC. You know, people studying classical music. I was the only person that wasn't a student. Muse was working on her own degree there. And we just played video game music.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was so fun. And people really loved it. Like, we were doing music from Mario, which is super challenging to play.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. We were doing Final Fantasy. You know, we were doing Lord of the Rings music.
So how do you see yourself as a local artist?
It's interesting because I have the perspective of, I can see people that have been in the scene and doing music a lot longer than I have. You know, people like Mark Emanation, which local blues folk, maybe blues musician. And like, you know, there's the old heads that have been doing it way longer than me. And, like, God bless them, I respect that so much. And that's kind of, like, my goal, where I want to go. I want to keep making music. I want to keep performing. Like I said, I don't really know, you know, when DV might be active again, Doomsday Virus. I feel like Lost XP... we're ready to perform at this point, so we're gonna look for some opportunities, you know.
Nice.
Probably some outdoor stuff, you know, especially for the originals, because we joke about it, like the songs we've written just like hitting people in the feels, and you know, that's like what I want to do musically, is like, you know, perform and make somebody feel something. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely hear that. Well, that's all the time we have for now, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for interviewing with me.
Thank you.